chief, Mangione, Chuck Mangione. Chuck Mangione knows what he's done. He's going to stay in office after the first, after the full term, absolutely, and have portraits of himself posted in all schools and government buildings. And he's already got a head start on that. I'm going to have to come up with another bingo card, assuming we all live that long. 0345 6060973, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10, Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. The Ministry of Justice has declined to comment after claims a prison officer was stabbed with a weapon delivered to a jail by a drone. Their union's been talking to LBC after a 25-year-old suffered serious injuries at HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire. Mark Fairhurst is the national chair of the Prison Officers Association.
Things need to change. There needs to be a clampdown on violence. You know, our employer will say we have a zero tolerance policy. We know our jails are awash with illicit items. Let's start locking them down and searching every area.
The search for a girl who's gone missing in the River Thames in Kent has been suspended. Two children got into difficulty in the water at Gravesend just before 2 o'clock this afternoon. A 53-year-old man accused of driving a car into crowds in Liverpool on Monday is scheduled to go on trial later on this year. Paul Doyle is yet to enter a plea after being charged with several offences, including GBH. 79 people were injured during the Premier League title parade. Elon Musk has insisted he'll remain a friend and advisor to President Trump after stepping down from the Department for Government Efficiency. He made the comments during an Oval Office news conference, marking the end of his direct involvement with the White House. His departure comes as the Trump administration appeals against a court ruling blocking trade tariffs. The political commentator Matthew Shoemaker has been telling LBC they may not be a vote winner.
I've seen polling that generally shows that people are at least very skeptical about whether or not this is actually going to help them in the long run. People are seeing the prices increase on their trips to the grocery store, and people are being laid off because of this as well.
Staff at Scottish Water are to strike for seven consecutive days after the rejection of a 3.4% pay rise. Members of Unite are due to walk out from Monday. Managers say they made a strong offer. And in sport, England have thrashed Portugal 6-0 in the Women's Nations League at Wembley. LBC's David Dom was watching.
5 weeks to go until the Euros, but perhaps this was a very clear sign the Lionesses are ready for their title defence. Ruthless in their Wembley send-off and kept their chances of Nations League progression alive. Aggie Beaver-Jones scored a first-half treble. Further strikes from Lucy Bronze, Beth Mead and Chloe Kelly marked a superb night for Serena Wiegmann's side, but it's now a straight shootout with Spain if they're to keep this particular campaign going in the autumn. David Dom, LBC, Wembley.
LBC weather, breezy for much of the UK overnight, with a risk of showers in the north and the west, dry and mainly clear in the south and east. We'll see a low in some areas of 5 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Hello.
Dude! Alex texts, why is the Twitler-in-chief so obsessed with these weird new... No, I read that one. God, I hate that when that happens. If only I had staff, I'd be able to get them to delete them as I read them. Sadly not. Let's see if I've read this one. Oh, Darren in Plymouth says, hi, Nick. Another one completed on your Trump bingo card. Not a comedian as such, but a YouTuber called David Pakman, who is very vocally anti-Trump and has been threatened with legal action if he doesn't stop extracting the Michael out of him. He's been ordered to take down videos and has been warned not to leave the country. Have you got a full house yet? What? And I tried to find that story on the World Wide Web. Have you seen the internet? Oh, blimey, the stuff that you'll see on there.
Disgusting.
And I was trying to find that news story on the internet and I couldn't. So maybe that is fake news. Val in Lewisham says, try some sugar bell tomatoes from Tesco. Firm and tasty and in a cardboard box, not plastic. I bet they look lovely. But do they taste of anything? They may be firm, but tasty? Well, I'll be the judge of that. Thanks a lot, Val. Bath. Hello, John.
Hello. Do you know, I love that phrase. That's as maybe, but let me be the judge of that.
Yes.
But anyway, are you well?
Yes, I suppose so. I'm not entirely sure. I seem to be a bit croaky at the moment.
Oh, well, you need a nice glass of, a lemon tea with some honey in it.
Yeah, lemon tea with honey.
Booze.
Yeah, that sounds super.
Yeah, well, that's what I was intimating, but I wasn't going to say the other. But you were talking earlier on about the Trump thing and the way people vote against their own interests.
Yes,
which they do. Hmm. I'm not trying to be kind of like bring the mood down, but I'm thinking that.
Uh-oh. Sort of,
no, it's not. I'm honestly. But I'm just thinking that, like, if, for instance, we end up in a situation where things go pear-shaped...
Yes.
I just would be glad to be looking at all of the morons that voted for these people, like Farage or Trump, and just, like, it's almost like giving me some comfort knowing that we're all going to go together, because...
Yeah, the difference, John, is they knew what they were voting for. If you're talking about global thermonuclear war, then that's why they voted for it. If it will happen, they voted for
it. I mean, you said this a while ago. I think I said something similar to you. It's like, I've got a stick, I'm going to poke myself in the eye, and then you say, don't do that, it's going to hurt yourself. No, you can't tell me not to do that. That's where we are politically.
Right. Yes, they're doing something that may hurt them personally. As long as it hurts other people that they don't like, they're fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally voting against their own self-interest. But apparently, if I was to say something like that, I'm calling the electorate stupid.
Yes. I think you did that. I think you did that already. Yes. I don't think there's any bout a doubt it. That's what you said. Yeah.
Well, if it walks like a duck,
yes,
quacks like one, it's a duck.
It's a duck, yeah. Well, the masses are asses. There is no doubt about that. Just look around. We're surrounded by morons.
And as the Greek philosophers said once, you get the politicians you deserve.
Well, were they drunk at the time?
Well, probably. I'm not. Sorry, I just bit my tongue while talking to you.
Yes, okay, I believe you. Millions wouldn't.
No, honestly, I'm trying to chew gum.
Yeah. And talk at the same time. Blimey. Don't try and walk, John, because you'll probably explode.
Honestly, I was born in 1965, so like the idea of like chewing gum, it keeps me with some semblance of thinking I'm still relatively young.
No, but
I've just bit my tongue off.
Kids don't chew gum, do they?
I don't know.
Is chewing gum still a thing?
Yeah, I think so. You know. Well, especially if you quit smoking.
Actually, I suppose it is, because the evidence is there on the pavement. I see it all the time. Like young people with fags in their hands. I just can't believe it. That is so stupid.
Nick, I've got four children, and it's like, thankfully, they don't smoke. But it terrifies me when I see these people smoking.
Idiots.
It's like, have you not, like... It's not as if they grew up like we did with Humphrey Bogart or the Marlboro Man.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to do it.
Well, and they have an alternative that was made to, supposedly, to get people off cigarettes. And they skipped the cigarette part and went straight to the cure. That's insane.
Nick, as they say, the youth is wasted on the young.
Yes.
You know. Could I just say one more thing before I go?
Well, as long as you go.
Yeah, of course, I'll always go. A friend of mine advised me to watch a particular program. Right?
Which one?
Mobland.
Oh yeah,
it's Guy Ritchie, and it's got Pierce Brosnan in it.
Yeah.
Now my father was Irish, so I've got Irish descent. And what kind of I find interesting is lots of people are saying Pierce Brosnan's accent isn't correct.
Yeah.
He was born in Ireland. I don't understand.
Well, he may have been born in Ireland, but did he spend much time there?
Yeah, he was there for... He studied illustration, oddly enough, which is an odd thing. I wouldn't... I'm an art school musician boy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, yeah, so he's like, he studied illustration, but he's playing a Southern Irish person. They expect him to be talking in the Belfast.
Oh, the
And he's not doing that.
Southern Irish.
Yeah, it's softer. and to be honest, you know, I was taken aback because I thought I'd dislike this programme. And it was actually very good.
Right.
So give it a go, mister.
Yeah, no homework. Like Guy Ritchie, I don't know. Although that thing about the diamond heist from the big tent, that was pretty good. I thought, but that was a documentary more than a film. All right, excellent work. Thanks a lot, John. Try to cut back. Bit my tongue. Mm-hmm. Valin Lewisham says, try some... Oh, here we go, the repeats. Robert in Edgware says, Sydney Sweeney was the daughter in the first season of The White Lotus. Oh. The first season. I'd need a picture. Well, I mean, I'm sure there was more than one daughter in the first season of The White Lotus. Oh, see, the really whiny, like that. Oh, I hate her. I think she showed up in the second series as well, didn't she? And played the same kind of character. Or am I thinking of somebody else? I think, no, she showed up in a different TV program entirely, playing the same person. Maybe she is that person. Like that, sort of entitled whiny. Ugh. Sydney Sweeney. If that's not her, then I apologise. And if it is, I don't. Mike in Belvedere says, a new nickname for Donnie should be the Two-Tone Taco. The amount of people that have been saying that, you know, because if you don't know what that is, it's a journalist in the White House when present with one of Trump's question and answer sessions she said, you know, people on Wall Street they call you Taco, which is Trump always chickens out about the tariffs and that. And, of course, he did his usual thing about, that's very unfair, very mean, it's a nasty question. You know, that whole thing. Anytime anybody says anything that's not flattering, he calls them nasty and mean. Is the emotional, the emotional developmental level of a 2-year-old. But we know that. And, the amount of people that's been saying, oh, this brave reporter, you know, if only other reporters were as brave as she is. It was a question. That's where we are now. Do you have to be brave as a reporter to ask Donald Trump a perfectly reasonable question? And the implication being that your life might be in danger, which it quite possibly will be. Because the amount of demented yeehaws that Donald Trump has surrounded himself with, and pardoned, of course, you know, all those insurrectionists who tried to take over America, you know, they were just innocent tourists going for a walk. Yeah, sure they were. There's always deaths when that happens. But he pardoned them all. And now they're like they could be those ICE agents with masks on and hoods, kidnapping people in the street. Not identifying themselves. They could be those people, quite possibly. I bet the Venn diagrams intersect at the very least. The people that he let go after January the 6th and those people who are anonymous ICE agents kidnapping people in the street or from work. So, yes, she should be fearful of her life. But isn't it an extraordinary thing that we've got there so quick? The journalists are now fearful of dying if they ask a question from the leader of the supposed free world. Not free anymore. I wouldn't even think about going there anymore. And I know that most of the people in this country are... Well, I don't know that's true. I know that a lot of people in this country have cancelled any idea of going to America on holiday. And they're losing billions of dollars. But, you know... Those Republicans knew what they were voting for. Poverty and an inability to pay their hospital bills. And they've got both of those things in large amounts. 0345 6060 973 LBC.
This is LBC.
For whoever they want to be in life, give them a great start with WellKid. Carefully balanced, great-tasting vitamins and minerals for 4 to 12-year-olds with specific nutrients such as zinc and vitamin D, which support normal immune system function. The WellKid range from Vitabiotics, from Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Looking for a fun-filled day out this spring? The O2 has it all. Catch the latest blockbuster at Cineworld or challenge your friends with interactive football at Toker Social. Take on darts, mini golf and more at Boom Battle Bar. Get active with a game of paddle tennis, climb to new heights or take flight with an indoor skydive at iFly. Feeling hungry? Choose from over 30 bars and restaurants and discover flavours from around the world. Search Do More at the O2 to start planning your perfect day.
When you sail on a Saga cruise, you really can relax, because so much is included. A choice of specialty restaurants? Included. A balcony with every cabin? Included. Wonderfully attentive staff? Included. Spotting a whale out at sea? Included. Realizing the whale is actually just a wave? Included. Search Saga Boutique Cruises 2026 season on sale now. Experience is everything. T's and C's apply, over 50s only.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Now, wait a minute. I don't like that kind of talk. Now, just stop it. It upsets me.
Let's have a call in beautiful downtown San Francisco. Mike.
Hello, Nick. I hate to call to correct you.
Yes.
But I must. The young man who is suspected of shooting the healthcare executive is named Luigi Mangione.
Chuck Mangione.
And rock and roll.
Chuck Mangione is a famous American jazz trumpeter.
Jazz trumpeter. Back.
Boring.
Yes.
No, it goes back to Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, which means I do not know whether this fellow is still living, but he is. One other thing I wanted to mention to you is there's actually an American movie about a cable channel that wants to raise the largest audience in the world ever by televising an execution.
There's the one that wants to televise the newsreader committing suicide, and that's broad. Broadcast.
They're not broadcast.
Not broadcast news.
Network.
Yeah, that's it. I want you to go to your window, throw your window out, and say, "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore." That one.
Yes, the late Peter Finch.
Chuck Mangione is 84 years old. Still with us.
Okay, he's still around, but the movie is called Witness for the Execution, and it stars a couple of people named Tim Daly and Sean Young. And
Tim Daly, our newsreader. Wow, he does get around.
No, not that Tim. I should have put that name together, but I didn't think about that. But it's supposed to be a sort of a satire or a comedy or something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very highly rated, but that was the subject of this film. I think it came out in the 1990s.
Well, I don't need to see it now because I've seen everything. Spoiler alert.
Warning, warning.
We know everything about it now.
Oh, Sean Young is cute, though. You should, she's worth looking at.
Sean?
Anyway. Sean, S-E-A-N Young. It's a female, though.
Right, okay.
Female actress.
If you say so, Mike. All right, good work. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345 6060 973. That Chuck Mangione, he should go down for a long time. Joe in Surrey says, Nick, did you see that Elon Musk turned up at the White House this afternoon with a shiner, as in black eye? Do you still think he left the Doge of his own accord? I don't know. A black eye. Maybe Emmanuel Macron's wife pushed him in the face. This text will shock you. I used to live in Glasgow, and to my knowledge, it never rained 3 consecutive days ever. Rubbish. Come off it. Of course it did. I used to live in Glasgow, and it rained every day for 3 months straight. Every day. And I'm not making that up or exaggerating in any way. Every single day. There he is with a black eye. Well, what does the other guy look like? Maybe he suffered a concussion while trying to get into one of his cars. Nobody can get into your cars, Elon Musk, you idiot. Where are the handles, for crying out loud? Let's have Hereford. Hello, Sam.
Oh, me. Hi.
Me. Yes.
No. I think you're funny. You're very, very funny.
Not.
Yes, you are. You are fabulous. Can I talk about Yellowstone?
What, the TV show or the place?
No, that thing on Netflix, and it was about cowboys, and I was like, oh, it sounds awful. I can't bear that.
That's what you want to talk about?
Kevin Costner, very wooden, ghastly. But someone said I was very like Beth, this woman in it, so I thought, oh, I'll watch it.
And
she's a firecracker. Like, she does take no anything from anyone.
Right.
And I kind of think it should be shown in schools for young girls age 6+ to show them that, you know, grow a pair, don't take any...
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I have a story in front of me that's all about grit. There's a move afoot to teach grit to kids in schools.
What's grit?
Grit, you know, the ability to overcome anything that comes your way, you know, to overcome life's little ups and downs.
All right. But have you seen it?
No, I have not, no.
But promise me, because I didn't fancy it at all. And, I sat here for like 5 days barely going to work, so I could just watch it. That is cool.
You want me to promise you that I'm going to watch that?
No, watch it, because if you know any females in your life, you'd want them to be like her.
Right. Okay, to be clear, absolutely will not do anything of the sort, but thanks for asking.
Okay.
Cheers, Sam. I thought she was going to talk about a popular Yellowstone National Park attraction, which will remain closed to summer tourists, as scientists monitor a rogue thermal pool that might blast after a major explosion in July. Yeah, that whole thing is going to go. Biscuit Basin, the popular attraction among tourists that is usually packed with visitors, has been sealed off from the public since a massive explosion in July last year and will remain closed during the summer season. Biscuit Basin, just north of Old Faithful, you know, that geyser that squirts every now and again? Erupted last summer at some point, sending a massive plume of boiling water and debris shooting into the skies, soaring hundreds of feet into the air. And it may happen again any time now. And I think it presages a sort of explosion of magma that is going to kill us all. Because if Yellowstone goes, then I think there goes America. And if America goes, then, we probably wouldn't miss it. Not at this point. Who cares? Robert in Edgeware says, Sydney Sweeney was the... You know, I read that one. Mike in Belvedere says, a new name for the Donny should be Two-Tone Taco. Did I do that one? Yeah, because that was followed by Elon Musk and the black eye. If only there was some way that somebody could follow me with the things that I'm saying and get rid of them after I said them. This text says, Jesse in Worcester says, I've got a name for your list. It's Apricot Adolf. Put it on the list. Go on. No. Let's have Paddington. Richard.
Good evening to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to go back on this David Packman fella, who's got a show. Well, he's got his own show, and he's on YouTube, and he's a very interesting guy. In so much that he is, he came to America from Argentina, of all places, and he's a naturalised citizen. I've just watched a video of his, and he's considering leaving because he's under a lot of stress. And he's a very interesting fellow, and you should follow him. He had an uncle who made a very good film in Argentina called The Nine Queens, and everybody should go and watch that film.
Right, but what somebody said that he was being threatened by the Trump administration to stop making fun of the dear leader.
There was something, yeah, but I mean, the videos he's talking about now, he's considering leaving America, and he's hiring a lawyer.
Oh, the whole country, right.
Yeah, and he's hiring a lawyer just in case when he comes back. He's a naturalized citizen over there. He came over with his mother, who's a school teacher, and he's over there, and... he speaks English better than me, I must say. He's obviously bilingual. And it's a very sad situation that somebody like him, who is very sober and very balanced, as he puts his points across, and he's the first sort of person that is being victimised by this raging...
Well, I'm trying to find that story, and I can't. Maybe it's one of those things that have been deleted from the internet, because if you do a Google search on stuff, then at the bottom it usually says... some results have been removed for your protection or your,
you know,
whatever
it is. He did get a cease and desist letter, I believe. He did get some sort of notification. I do recall something like that. And he's in a very precarious situation. But, you know, he's a naturalised citizen, and that's the way they treat naturalised citizens.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. It doesn't really make no difference whether you are a naturalised citizen or whether you were born there or whether you came over on the Mayflower. It don't make no never mind to them. Just don't say anything that's going to rile them up. Otherwise, you're in trouble, boy. OK, good work. Thanks a lot, Richard. The only information I can find is that I can't find that story that has been threatened by Trump. So maybe it exists and they've squashed all details of it, which is entirely possible. Or it doesn't exist and people are adding two and two and making five. All I can find is in June last year, he announced that he was ending his radio and television show in August and would instead focus his efforts on digital content, such as his YouTube show. And he's written a book. And that's more than that, I do not know. What are you asking me for? Sarah says, evening, Nick. I can't help it. I'm feeling a bit smug tonight. I'm in my 60 years old. I'm in my 60s and I've been having guitar lessons for about a year. This week's piece is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, and I think I might have cracked it this evening. I played along with the track, and instead of producing my usual cacophonous racket, it was actually half decent. Now I can relax to your dulcet tones. Get me a dictionary. I want to look up the word dulcet. I'm thinking of being offended. Isn't Wish You Were Here quite easy? I mean, I'm not musical. All I can play is CDs. But I would have thought that's relatively easy, isn't it? I mean, it's not the guitar solo from Comfortably Numb. Ding-a-ling, ling, ling-a-ling, ling, ling, ling. It goes. Blimey, it's almost like Pink Floyd had struck up in this studio, eh?
No.
In my mind, it was all in tune, not out my mouth. This text says, Jenrick obviously wants to run for London Mayor. Yeah, well, good luck with that. Brian says, is that the same Robert Jenrick who broke lockdown rules? Well, who didn't? Who didn't, eh, Bodge? Yeah, none that we can think of. And this says, I am so relieved that honest Bob Jenrick was tackling fair dodgers. It shows he cares. Obviously, he doesn't give a bleep about kids and welcoming murals for refugees, but I'm glad he's not a superficial, self-promoting egotist struggling for relevance and attention. Really, I just love the smell of hypocrisy in the morning. Why is he still talking? The only words he should be saying start and end with, sorry. He is very, well, he isn't actually, but he should be.
I am very sorry that I screwed up. Totally screwed. I mean, I am so sorry. You just don't know how sorry I am. I am sorry.
So I want to talk about schools and grit. School children are going to be taught to School children are going to be taught to develop grit. Maybe I should go at that more slowly. School children will be taught to develop grit. There it is. Farage, I might get around to that tonight, or I might have to hang over till tomorrow. I want to talk about cannabis.
Want to score some pot?
There's been another study commissioned by the government, and it's come to the same conclusion as all the other studies commissioned by the government, and the government's response has been the same as previously. I don't know why they bother. I think it's in order to appear to be doing something without actually doing something. Still, costs a lot of money, so, you know, we got that. This says, I am so relieved. No. Maria says, London is a vibe. That's what Robert Jenrick said. London is a vibe. No, he said the vibe in London is that people are too frightened to go out. That the kids today don't want to go doing the disco dancing because they're too frightened to leave their homes, which is obviously nonsense. It's not that they're too scared to leave their homes. Partly because all the discos have closed down, and it's partly because the kids have much more fun pretending to be friends with people they talk to online, alone in their homes. They don't have to leave to, have a full social life with people they don't know. Yeah, it's a whole new world. I'm not entirely sure that I approve, but, you know, that doesn't make no, never mind one way or the other. 0345 6060973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10, Nick Abbott, LBC. It's 11:30, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
The Ministry of Justice has declined to comment after claims a prison officer was stabbed with a weapon delivered to a jail by a drone. The Prison Officers Association has been talking to LBC after a 25-year-old suffered serious injuries at HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire. The search for a girl missing in the River Thames in Kent has been suspended. Two children got into difficulty in the water at Gravesend just after 2 o'clock this afternoon, and a 53-year-old man accused of driving a car into crowds in Liverpool on Monday is scheduled to go on trial later on this year. Paul Doyle is yet to enter a plea after being charged with several offences, including GBH. LBC weather, breezy for much of the UK overnight, and showers in the north and the west, dry and mainly clear in the south and east, with a low of 5 degrees.
This is LBC.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from London Stansted with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. After National Protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. GlobalAcademy.com.
With Little Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Little Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6/25. Full T's and C's apply. See little.co.uk/spin.
Leading Britain's conversation. Nick Abbott. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Right, so what are we doing?
Given we are doing a radio show, but it does remind me that I do a podcast with Carol McGiffin.
Yeah.
Now, the idea is that we solve people's problems. Problems, conundrums, issues, something you'd always have thought, why is that? Well, simply leave it in the hands of the unprofessionals. Send your problem to the following address, nickandcarol@global.com. nickandcarol@global.com, and prepare to be totally satisfied.
Oh, right, yeah.
It is a laugh riot. If you want to just leave the world behind and just to be amused for 45 minutes twice a week, then it'll be right up your alley. Ask for it by name on an internet near you. What's your problem with Nick and Carol? I think you'll love it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Will says, people should be worried about crossing the road because of entitled feeling politicians going 30 mile an hour above the speed limit, Mr. Jenrick, says Will. Was he doing 60 in a 30 zone, or was he doing 40 in a 20 zone? Either way, it's against the law. Maria says, I've only got halfway through this, there is more. London is a vibe, says Maria, kind of implying that that's what the kids say these days. I mean, I don't know how old Maria is. How old do you think somebody called Maria is? I mean, obviously, she's not as old as someone called Edna or Ethel. But Maria, don't know. Let's assume that she's a young person. London is a vibe, she says.
Yowza.
Sadly, the stupid internet makes it look like it's full of mobile phone thefts and stabbings. Well, that is true, yeah. I mean, people used to think that crime was lower before we had the internet. And that's because we'd heard less about it. And before there was 24-hour news TV stations constantly having to fill the air with shock and outrage. And so they'll get something that used to be a small story that would only affect people in your local area that you might read in your local newspaper. But, you know, of course, those have been shut down now because nobody reads papers anymore, particularly local ones. But instead, they magnify to a national news story, something that would ordinarily have only occupied the minds of a couple of dozen people up some cul-de-sac somewhere. And then they get people to come on and talk about it. No, well, the reason for that is because of this disastrous Labour government and blah, 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 and on and on they go. And it does make it feel as though it's a scary world out there. It's less scary than it's probably ever been. London is probably more safe than it has ever been. I mean, if you walked around London 100 years ago with, I don't know, what would be an example of wealth, with a silver-topped cane, then you'd probably have that nicked from you, just like you would if you're waving around a latest iPhone on the corner of a street. But I think that having said that, the police should definitely get those people who take people's phones out of their hands. I mean, there must be some way of getting them. They should think about that very strongly. This says, Abbott, you've ruined my life. All this endless talk of The Sopranos, I thought I'd give it a go, and now I can't stop watching it. It's all your fault.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sorry about that. You're going to be watching it twice, though, at the very least, all the way through, and then you'll probably start again and watch it again, and then probably again. It is addictive, no doubt about it. And Mark in Orpington says, Nick, what is it with us Brits? To my shock and horror, when I was recently in Berlin, I noticed there were no barriers or turnstiles on their underground system, yet everybody seems to have paid. Can you imagine that happening in London?
No.
No, I cannot. That's weird. Well, are they free in Berlin? I think Luxembourg has made all their public transport free. But, you know, Luxembourg is just a giant bank. That's pretty much all it is. They got it's a giant bank with a town square with an umpire band playing in the middle of it. And that's it. Believe me, I've lived there. Let's have Luton. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes, John.
I've just been singing, I'm not allowed to say it on a friend of mine. She's a brilliant singer. Did they Wish You Were Here?
Oh,
but
yes.
The lyrics are so cool. Like, two fish in a fish bowl, year after year, running over the same old ground. Mm-hmm. And we could speak of Farage and Trump. I wonder what I want to say. I just don't understand why our Prime Minister would give a talk on the reason for not voting for Nigel Farage, and thereby advertising him fantastically,
yes,
mentioning his name six times.
Weird.
On TV, with every single reporter then repeating it all back. It was so embarrassing.
Yes, what was that about? Good. Why would he be persuaded to do that? I mean, it's not like we're about to have a general election, not for a dog's age. So it does seem a bit weird that he would address that now. Thereby giving more publicity to the man that he's trying to... Yeah.
I just wondered, does he have a PR team? Or is it a wife or something, or the dog?
I don't know. Maybe he's got a magic eight ball and he just shakes it up in the morning and it tells him what to do with the day. Whoever are his comms people, they need to give themselves a damn good thrashing.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and I couldn't believe it. Nigel Farage is moving. He's in second place on the odds to win the Scottish by-election now, and the SNP are really worried he's going to overtake them. the real possibility.
I just find this amazing.
Yes,
he's pulled the Trump, no doubt about it. He's pulled the Trump because people see him as box office. So they see...
Absolutely.
The people who love him want to watch him, and the people who hate him also want to watch him because they want to steeple themselves in hatred and misery.
And when you hear about the great Liberal Democrats,
I know. Who even remembers that they're alive? The Liberal Democrats are still a thing. Yes.
I couldn't even tell you who leads them. But a one-man band can cause chaos, not Trump. But it's unbelievable. I was talking to my nephew the other day and saying, I can't believe what's happening either. He's only 19. He says, I'm getting out of this country. I said, you can't, mate, because we got Brexit. I said, I know. So I don't know. I'm just wondering, how do we get out of being like that song, you know, running over the same old ground year after year?
Yes.
How do we break out of this nonsense?
I think maybe it's make him prime minister and then see what happens. Just like the good people of all those councils that have just elected reform. And reform's first point of order was to take down the Ukrainian flag and ban rainbows because, you know, that's what concerns their citizens the most. So, you know, if you run on that ticket of, we're anti-woke and we don't like this and we don't like that, then it doesn't really put you in a good position to run anything. I mean, liking stuff is not a qualification to run things, particularly organisations that are spending hundreds of millions of pounds of the public's money. So maybe the sunlight will be the best cleanser.
Oh, the sun! Oh gosh! Oh yeah! Yeah. By the way, did you see Elon Musk's damage? His eye damage?
Yes.
Yeah. The rumor was he got a bit close to Melania. He thought she was available, but that's off the record on the...
That's on the down low, yeah. You heard that on reputable sources
it's
told you.
On the internet they shouldn't mention.
Right, okay.
Because they get in trouble with the big orange man.
Right, okay.
Anyway I'll keep posted on this. I've never seen any in our country, we've had some nonsense, but I've never seen anyone somehow cast a spell on the whole country.
Well, it's extraordinary. He seems to be able to define himself by somebody who he isn't. He seems to be able to float above his entire record in office as though it has nothing to do with him. Please ignore everything I've ever done and concentrate on what I'm telling you I'm going to do now.
And he did the average working man's thing the other day by taking off Keir Starmer. Where was it? In Las Vegas at the Bitcoin concert. But the average man in the pub. Yeah, I'm going to that next week, mate. I've got a couple million. I mean, what? And he does stupid things, but that's what Donald Trump does. It's right. He does the most ridiculous.
Yes.
Things that you think would lose
those
people
are starting. And his fans start tying themselves in knots to try to defend it because, and I assume that they know it's a sort of a task they've lost before they even start, which makes them try all the harder because I guess it's loss of face. You put your faith in someone. And then they fail you once, and they fail you twice, and they continue to fail you over and over and over again. And the reaction would ordinarily be, well, I'll abandon that person because they've disappointed me too much. But that's not their reaction. Their reaction is, I'm determined to vote for him even more.
And by the way, what you think is happening, you know, these tariff things where the sensible people turned around. I'm confused. What's happening now? They said you can't do it. Or Trump decided you're going to be shot dead if you don't let me do it. Or what's
what Paris thing?
The tariffs.
Oh, tariffs thing.
The was it the judges banned it, and then it got the appeal against it. It's like some kind of ping pong ball. It's just insane.
Well, I imagine that it's like a ping pong ball in Donald Trump's mind because none of this makes any sense. He's just pulling numbers out of the air, and it's I would imagine the inside of his mind does look like a pinball with flippers. They're bouncing the ball and it's going
bing bong
and nobody knows what's going to happen next, least of all him. First, he's going to tariff you at 10%, and then he's going to tariff you at 50%, and then he takes it down to 20%. Now it's 150%, and it's just a bunch of numbers.
And one,
6 million.
6 million.
That's right. It makes as much sense as anything else that we've heard about that this week. All right, thanks a lot, John. 0345-6060-973. Andrew in Stroud Green says, Robert Jenrick challenging fare evaders. What next? Robert Jenrick challenging tax evaders. Yeah, well, like I said, makes as much sense as anything else I've heard this week.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
Dame Emily Thornberry, chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, Labour MP in Islington as well, of course, joins me in the studio. Do you think we're moving on from the Brexit wars?
I think they probably don't care. I mean, I think that on the whole, those who wanted to leave are happy, those who didn't want to leave are not particularly happy, but everybody's kind of moved on.
Listen on your radio, on Global Player, and the new LBC app.
Do you agree with him that they are using starvation as a weapon of war?
They say that they are not allowing food into Gaza in order to get the hostages back. I have to say, this is not the way to behave. They have to stop. This far-right government is behaving in the most appalling way, and there will be a reckoning.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10 on LBC.
With Lidl Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Lidl Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6/25. Full T's and C's apply. See lidl.co.uk/spin.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
The Steakhouse Stack, with two layers of delicious beef, crispy onions and peppercorn sauce. It's the kind of McDonald's you take photos of to put pride of place on the mantelpiece. Sure, you'll need to make room, but you remember what your wedding day looked like? The Steakhouse Stack. It's McDonald's and then some. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
A Southern train is a place where you can have more me time. A chance to skip traffic and glide to wherever you need to be. With headspace to focus on more important matters. Like if that cloud is a starfish or sunflower. Fast journeys without the rush with great deals at southernrailway.com. Terms apply.
Global Player is home to fantastic podcasts.
Hello, I'm Mark Pugach.
I'm Paul Hayward.
And we have a brand new podcast. It's called How It All Played Out, and it's where sport and history collide.
From the disappearance of Shergar and the inception of Bodyline, we'll look back at sport's greatest moments.
Listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Global Player. Download it now for free.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Are you trying to be funny? Because I'm all out of laughs.
No, there's nothing funny about it. Trisha in Edinburgh says, Nick, if Farage is our pan shop Trump, constantly preening himself in front of the cameras, who can Jenrick be? Frank Drebin. That's who he is. Frank Drebin. That is a bang-up-to-date film reference, kids. It's so old, that film. There must be an entire generation, a group of grown-up kids who have never heard of that film. Shocking. Mind you, there's always people who have never heard Dark Side of the Moon.
Rock and roll!
So there's that. Simon Embrace says, Sadiq Khan has been the mayor of London since 2016 and he has total responsibility for the Metropolitan Police budget and the numbers of police. You can't blame the ridiculous and useless Conservative government that was in power for what was going on in London. He had every chance to make things better. Some of that's true, Simon. I think much of the funding comes from central government. And in much the same way as Wales, the Welsh Assembly is always blamed for the inability of the Welsh NHS to keep up. They are only using money that they get from central government as well. And that's the trick that they play, the Tories. Defund things to the point that they can't work and then say, oh, well, let's see, that's Labour's fault. or it's the fault of the system fundamentally, and that we should sell it. And coincidentally, I've got a close personal friend who would like to buy it for threepence halfpenny. Let's give it to them. That's the trick. And they pull it over and over and over again. Defund and run something down to the point that it fails, and then claim that it was always going to fail and we should sell it. Or if Labour happened to be running the institution in relation to what I'm talking about, which is a long way around for saying something that could have been said much quicker, but I've forgotten what the word is. Yes, that. Stan says, Nick, Farage is this century's Enoch Powell, sadly, a dangerous person with a populist rhetoric that the embittered and ill-informed listen to, says Stan. Blimey. Don't hold back, Stan. Let's have Somerset. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Nick.
Laura.
You okay?
Yes, I am great, mate.
How's your week been?
Super duper. Thanks for asking.
Did you go to Q?
No.
Well, you told me last week you go every week to Kew Gardens.
I went every week to Kew Gardens in the spring because there was always something changing. It was like on a daily basis it changes, but now we're in a sort of a period of stasis.
Well, I'll look forward to updates when things start changing again.
Right.
Do you know,
you'll be the first to know.
Thank you, lovely. You making all these outdated movie references. I don't know who Frank Drebin is, but I do know who Enrico Palazzo is. That's the only name that I know.
Enrico Palazzo?
Yeah.
It sounds like a big house in Italy.
Oh, you obviously haven't seen The Naked Gun in a while, if you don't get that reference.
Enrico Palazzo? No, I've got no idea.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, I was coming up... I had a couple of observations this week. First of all... Gloucester Service Station, I went there on bank holiday. A great place for your next holiday. It just got voted the best service station in the UK.
Oh, right. I did see that that article about which is the tip-toppermost service station to buy a sandwich and refill at. And Gloucester Service Station was the winner, was it?
It is beautiful, but when I go there, it is like a museum. Because I can't afford nothing in there, let me tell you. Because everything's expensive. And it's like a bowl of chips is like $3.50. And
not expensive. Chips.
No. That's your Londoner talking there.
$3.50 is not expensive for a bag of chips.
No, it's not. It's a tiny, it's like a ketchup. It's like the, you know, when you go to the chippy, mm-hmm. Randy will tell you, the pot they usually put the ketchup in or the tartar sauce in,
yeah.
That amounts worth of chips.
Right.
It's $2.50. But yeah, they sell all these very, very fancy things. So I go in there and I always say, if I won the lottery, the first place I go is there and I just buy everything in there.
This,
they're charcoal sourdough bread.
This is weird. You go on your time off to a service, a motorway service station.
No, I was going to a different place, but I'm saying you should go on holiday there because, you know, you have nothing better to do.
Right.
You ain't got nothing better to do, have you?
I'll tell you what, I'll put it on my holiday list, and as soon as I visit everywhere in Italy, then I'll give it some, I'll concentrate very fully on it. All right.
One second. Would you like to say hello to my chicken? Because I've actually got her here.
Absolutely. But thanks for asking. 0345-6060-97. I don't talk chicken. Louise says, thank you for highlighting the issues with policing. My colleagues and I are genuinely doing our best with fewer cops, less experience and a growing population. They're doing their best. Lots of the newer cops were specials and PCSOs. So we are still massively down on numbers. We are genuinely working flat out, and it's rare to hear somebody on the radio remind the public that we were cut to the core and are still suffering from austerity. Thank you. It makes a difference, she says.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Louise. Thank you for your service. Yeah, of course crime is up, and people are getting their phones snatched out of their hands. And stabbings are here, there and everywhere, baby, or at least reports of them are. I do believe there is something of an epidemic out there. But that will happen if you slash police numbers by half and cut the backroom police staff by half and shut the 600 police stations and half the magistrates' courts. And you fill prisons up to such an extent that you can't fit anybody in there anymore. But sure, let's blame Sadiq Khan. Andrew in Penzance says, maybe somebody should ask Jenrick about the Tories taking away the capital fund for London Underground when Bozo left the mayoralty, leaving it as the only major metro on earth that has to run on ticket sales alone. The man is a shameless grifter. He would fit in well with reform. Well, I'm kind of surprised he hasn't joined there yet, Jenrick. I bet he does. Betcha, betcha, betcha. I mean, if he doesn't get the Badnock job pretty soon, I bet he'll think twice and thrice. I didn't know that about the... I thought that the Tube still had money from central government. A capital fund, they call it. I'm not sure that that's actually true. But even if it's not true, it doesn't prevent it from being a fact. Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Gavin.
Hi, Nick. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm great, mate.
Hey, thanks for having my back last week regarding a couple of comments. I'm very time poor while I'm talking to you on my Meta AI glasses. So I can't read the paper when I stretch, as I'm the boss of a public company and two private companies. So that lady that said that I'm a lazy person,
yes.
In which I'm not. Secondly, the man who said that I should watch every episode of Neighbours,
mm-hmm.
I will have him know that I have dined with James Gandolfino several times when he was alive.
Have you?
And also Michael Franchisi. And I have had intimate relations with a Neighbours actress, and I've never watched an episode.
Anybody we know?
So, well, I won't name a name, of course, but I just wanted to correct that man and knock it on the head, as we say.
It's been eating you up for a week. We had a conversation about this. You were wearing your Meta groovy glasses, which connect you to the internet and do all sorts of amazing and magical things. And you were doing your morning stretches like a yogic fanatic. And you were having it read your messages to you while you were doing it.
That's correct. That's correct. And going back to the phone stealing in London and that, just don't take your phone out of your pocket. Buy some Meta glasses. Problem solved.
Right. Well, they'll snatch them off your face.
Well, you can lock them with your phone.
You could take, you get some gaffer tape and just tape them to your head.
Like Biggles.
Yeah.
First day of winter here, mate.
Really?
I'm off racing at Caulfield taking my French friend, and we are having a top of 18 degrees.
In winter?
Yes.
Does
it
actually get cold there?
Oh, yeah, mate, very cold.
Really?
Well, I've only got to drive an hour and a half in the car, and I'm in the snow at Mount Buller.
Wow.
Hour and three quarter, and when it gets really cold is when the wind blows from the north or the south, because it comes off Bass Strait, Tasmania. That's really cold.
Hmm.
It just blows straight into Melbourne. And then you get the other one from the north that will blow, or doesn't blow the snow on us, but it gets cold, man.
Well, you got
but
cold.
You got cold,
you got mountains. Nobody ever knew that there was cold or mountains in Australia.
Oh, you'll have to look at an atlas, mate.
No, it's okay. That sounds very much like homework. All right, well, enjoy. Yeah, sure, why not? You enjoy the winter. I'm sure that your winter will be less miserable. I mean, at least the sun shines there, right?
Yeah, we have magnificent winter days. Right. Magnificent winter days. All right, you take care. Talk to you next week, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gavin. Grip on firmly, because you are upside down. You know that, don't you? Quentin in Northamptonshire says, Nick, we just got in after a long 8-hour drive from Cornwall, and I am delighted to report our windscreen and grill have a healthy covering of splattered insects all over the front of his car. Well, this is good news. Maybe something is happening. I mean, I know that the air in London is significantly cleaner than it used to be. There's just absolutely no question about that whatsoever. And we have Sadiq Khan to thank for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Sadiq. We can breathe more easily now without getting a nose full of icky goop. That used to be the case. Icky goop. You'd go home and blow your nose and the tissue was full of icky goop.
Disgusting.
It was awful. But not no more. So maybe the cleaner air has brought the insects back. Hooray! Because if we lose the insects, then we'll lose everything. Pretty much all of the food we eat is pollinated by insects, and we don't have the ability to do it ourselves. Out there with a little feather, and trying to have hot plant relations with a little feather, it just won't work. So we should celebrate the insects, because without them, we'll be eating a diet that consists entirely of tubers. Ugh.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight... The head of the Prison Officers Association has told LBC he believes a weapon used to stab a prison officer was probably delivered by a drone. Police say the 25-year-old suffered serious injuries at HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire. The Ministry of Justice has declined to comment on the specific claim. LBC's George Ike says the Shadow Justice Secretary, Robert Jenrick, has continued.